we represent a number of families in Donegal who have children with high complex medical needs or are in need of palliative care in Donegal. We have been meeting up with the HSE for the past number of years to try and move things forward so that we had services available in Donegal, and at present we're still at stumbling blocks.
So were no services available up until now, or as you would say, inadequate services?
Inadequate services, very little services for children with high complex needs, very, very limited services, as in home care. We have no respite care. We have no hospice services for children and palliative care or children with high complex needs in Donegal at all. So we have been working, hoping to move things forward in Donegal.
Now, to that end, you met with John Hayes today, a number of representatives, both elected and appointed. What was the outcome of today's meeting?
The outcome of today was a sheer pressure cooker that has been going on in Donegal for the past 2 years. As I say, that our children's voice have been attending meetings and everything, and we felt and parents felt from the ground that no movement, and in fact, in some cases, we actually regressed. So the pressure cooker was building, and then we did, through help of Deputy Doherty, who requested a meeting with John Hayes, all the HSE forum in Donegal, and we had that meeting this morning. There was management from the Letterkenny University Hospital, there was management from the HSE and John Hayes' regional manager, there was members and Donegal County Councillors, and myself and Ashley presented the problems that have been faced by staff that work with the HSE and by the families themselves who are living with children with high complex needs, or who unfortunately have had to go through palliative care with their children have died.
Now, a listening ear is all well and good, but it's action that's required now. Do you feel we're any closer to seeing that action following today's meeting?
One of that has come up through the year was the HSE have brought in direct care into the home, and they have employed nurses directly to provide home care for children with high complex needs. The difficulty then was when they did that, they also brought in a 30-minute rule where the parents could not leave the home for above 30 minutes, which left a very difficult situation for a lot of families. You know, respite in the home and home care packages, we believed, should be where the family themselves can get relief. There was differences from the HSE forum and from the parents' forum of how that respite was to be delivered, and in fact, they had a 30-minute rule. Today, we have agreed that that is going to be reformed and removed. So that is one step that is positive. That is one step that we are grateful to have. We have huge steps to make, but the process has now started, thankfully.